What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, the number one dating podcast in the world and the number one dating, well, the number one podcast in Miami for sure, because I've done my research. You're joined here by host Myron Gaines.
Fresh Prince CEO.
Let's get into it, baby. Hey guys, welcome to the show, man. We got pretty much just me and Fresh right now, man. So I'm gonna give a
man. This is a long time coming, bro.
It's been a while.
When have you seen me and Myron just in studio with Chris? We got our boy Trey in the back as well.
Yo, so shout out to Trey in the back.
Sound engineer.
Sound engineer is in the house, guys. I'm gonna give him a Don DeMarco too.
Yep.
Put it one in the chat. The sound sounds good, fellas.
Yeah, guys, give us a little sound check. Let us know. I just want to talk real quick and make some quick announcements. Number one, guys, thank you. Like seriously, thank you. We've been growing at a ridiculous rate, well over 1,000 subs a day right now.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be growing if it wasn't for you guys truly like supporting us, sharing the videos, commenting, liking the videos, pushing us in the algorithm, making sure that more men see this message. You know, I guess I'll get a little personal here. Guys, we get hit a lot, like by all types of people. We get hit by other content creators in the sphere.
Yep.
By angry feminists. By, you know, white knights, by everybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, keep in mind, guys, like me and Fresh, we're not really like YouTubers, man. Like we had professional jobs before this. He worked in tech. I worked in some other stuff. And, you know, this content creation thing is pretty new to us. So like, you know, me and Fresh still kind of like, cause people come up to us on the street now and say, oh, whatever. And we're like, ready. We're like, oh, what you want to do? And they're like, oh, wait, no. People went to say what's up from the show.
Even even when we go right to, like, even to buy the Range Rover, the guy watched our show, which is crazy to me. Like, he's all the way down south in Miami. We're like, North Miami is like, it's crazy. So
all of this is a new transition for us. We're growing. It's a blessing that we're growing so fast. Yeah. But at the same time, we're like not used to it, guys, because we're regular dudes. And it's like, Chris, how many times remember dude approaches at the sandwich spot and we're about to square up with that dude?
Yeah, it's like, yo, what's going on? He's like, yo, Myron Fresh, what's going on? Actually, with Myron was there. Fresh wasn't there.
Yeah, we're at some sandwich spot.
Oh, the guy who's in football.
Yeah, exactly. Me,
definitely.
You and Trey. I was like, yo, who is this dude coming up to us, bro? We're about to get robbed or what? But he's like, yo, I love the show. And I was like, oh. So it's like, we got to chill now because we forget that, like, we're starting to become like public figures. So It's a blessing, guys, and I want to just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Every time you guys like, comment, subscribe, whether you get on Patreon or you don't, or you share a video with a friend, every little bit helps, man. Like,
look,
seriously.
If you can save just one person from getting finessed or getting played by a chick, bro, we helped you guys out, so that's important.
Yeah, bro. Like, dude, they've been covering us on the news, like, every day the past few days. In Australia, the UK. I just posted a clip on her Instagram, Fresh and Fit Miami, with
E! News, right?
It was NBC. NBC News, their show, I think Nightly Bop or some crap like that.
Yeah.
You know, Lonnie Love's fat self came back again and started talking smack. So if you guys want us to fry them, go ahead and vote on the Instagram poll if we should cook them on Friday.
Man, the only thing I felt bad for in that video was the couch she was sitting on. Shout out to Chris for that one.
Guys, you know, like I said, you know, it's a whole different type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different vibe.
Shout out to
us,
patrons, all the Fresh and Fit fam. Everyone in Telegram chat, shout out to all of y'all, man.
Yeah.
Community.
If you're getting haters, you know, you're doing well. So we will take the arrows if it keeps a guy from, you know, offing themselves. You guys know what I'm saying. We got to keep it YouTube friendly, obviously. So today's topic.
We're on Anchor.
Oh, go ahead. Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
And everything.
Guys, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
And Super Chats, by the way.
Okay, we got Ricky Webster.
Okay.
$9 says, just showing love as usual. French toast props.
And that's the 100. First Super Chat. So
thanks, Ricky.
Chris got it. Thank you. Juan Doe, 250, curiosity for Pod Start. Did you ever get tricked? We're going to tell you guys.
Yeah, our
guys,
personal stories.
We have.
You know what's funny? We always tell you guys our L's so you can know what's up.
Yeah.
Like, some people always say, oh, I'm always winning, I'm always getting girls. Bro, we feel many times we've been in situations. Shit, I was even married to the chick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we all have our experiences and we all share the truth with you because, for example, we're very transparent. So yeah, you can get the full story here.
We don't lie about what we've been through, even if it puts us in like embarrassing positions, which we got some embarrassing stories for you guys today.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mike Lift, $25 salute from right down the street here in our hood, Brickell, aka the Bricks. Hey, thank you, bro. Against the odds, I recently retired at 44, now day trading my own portfolio. Hashtag keep riding, fellas. Love the stream. Y'all blowing up. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
guys.
Mike. Appreciate it, bro.
Like, we really do, like, me and Fresh talk about it all the time, bro, how, like, happy we are that you guys really, like, mess with us, bro. So that's why we always improve the content. Yep. That's why we got a sound engineer. Like, we respect the content consumers to a degree where we're always going to invest back and make sure your experience is better and better every single time.
Facts.
Rolo Tomasi in the house, man. Buy a man a whore and get him laid for a night. Teach a man game and you get him laid for a lifetime. Facts.
Oh, well said, man. I like that one.
Confucius Rolo.
I like that one.
And then Dara Samuke. Chris, can you read that one? I'm blind.
Yes. Oh, no. There you go. I just donated to the Prince of Nigeria Bedroom Fund funds. Hashtag don't do it, guys. LOL.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny, thank man.
I don't believe it.
I'm not the scammer.
Yeah, we got a few.
And we got a bunch of ones in the chat. Trey, thank you so much, bro. Shout out to Trey in the back, man. Making it happen.
This thing said tithes. Like, this is church. Tithes. Shout out to Frank.
What else? Oh, Frank Alvr. Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay, we got Robert Sinanis.
$6.99. He was OG.
From the beginning.
Back to the basics of how we started. Just Myron and Fresh and Chris. We the best. Yeah, bro. Yo, we called it back in October.
Robert
was
here from the very beginning. He said we're the number one podcast in the world. And
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, when you have like 50 live viewers.
Yeah, that was funny, man. So, tough days.
So yeah, okay. I think the sound is good. Chris is monitoring the chat. Make sure we're good. Guys, please don't be trolls. Like if it's good and you just say, oh, it's low, don't mess it up for everybody else, please. So, all right.
Martin.
What's up? Sorry. Oh, wow. Is that what Fresh looks like? And then Joey Crack, $4.99. Que lo que? I want some roasted shamus on Friday.
Okay.
And then Liam, $5. Wonder how many guys you've saved from hurting themselves already. Hey, man.
Dude, we
guys,
get a lot of DMs.
Stories if
we get,
you want.
We get a lot of praises, man. So a lot, but we don't know how many we got to save for sure.
Four more chats.
Mike No Go Zone.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. He says, greetings to my fellow YouTubers in Miami. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
And then we got RBG 1827. I'm addicted to this show. Congratulations. Thank you.
Yo, a lot of guys can't sleep at night. the late night podcast. They can't sleep.
A pip named Slickback, $5. When the pandemic started, I lost my roster of 5 girls. I can't lie. I was almost at the point of almost paying for a backstage chick. Pandemic been rough.
Yeah, hey, it's been tough,
Backpage,
man.
Backpage, yeah.
It's been tough, bro.
Yeah, man, we see where you're coming from. Josh Ryan, $5. Shout out to Fresh for rocking the I just got out of bed to do a podcast. All you need is a bowl of Lucky Charms on the table.
What are you talking about?
I just woke up.
Yeah, he just woke up, not me.
He wakes up early, guys.
6 a.m. every morning, man. Ball Come on.
$5. Appreciate you guys making these important videos to help us out. 100K by June. Also, congrats on the Range Rover. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Matter of fact, guys, just for the transparency, we're going to do a full episode for you guys on how we got the Range Rover,
yep,
how much we paid, how we're using it for tax reasons.
Benefits.
And Fresh researched getting the car.
Yep.
How what lot we went and bought it from. Everything. Yep. We're transparent with all our stuff. So we're going to show you guys exactly how we did it and how we're doing it in a way where we've made
benefit.
The purchase of an asset versus a liability. Normally when you buy cars, it's almost always a liability. But we bought it under a pretense of it becoming an asset to us in the business. And we'll teach you guys exactly what we did on that. Free on one of our Money Mondays.
All right, so we have 4 more, and then from there on, we go 10 bucks.
All right. Rolando Fender, because, this is an important topic, guys, and we don't have much time. Listening from Kansas, fellas, keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Ezekiel Hockelser.
Keep up the good work. $10. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Shozen Hanma, multiple live streams a day. Work ethic is over 9,000. You already know what time it is, baby.
It's over 9,000.
Yo, we do like 2 to 3 streams a day, bro.
Easily, yeah.
That's crazy.
And bro, you guys don't know how annoying it is getting these bimbos to show up.
Yo, it's tough.
It's tough out here, man. The Primal One, $10. Showing love, been watching, donating since the beginning. Speaking of getting finessed, are you guys going to continue dealing with... Bro, listen, man. We don't turn our back on people that put us on in the beginning, bro. Like, nah.
And here's the thing,
I'm
right,
not
guys.
Gonna, I'm not even going to read the rest of that super chat,
I'm
going to
say
bro.
This as well, bro. Like,
don't be disrespectful, man.
Most people that you see on the internet talking smack, that's all they do. They don't know the other people. So to me, it doesn't make any sense,
bro. We don't talk smack on the internet, bro. We've had to run up on a few people in person.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say who, but we've had to do it. We don't talk smack on the internet like that, bro.
Nope.
And we don't disrespect the guys that put us on. So please don't say those kinds of comments. I'll give you one more chance, but don't do that. You'll get blocked next time.
I blocked him already. He should know better.
Yeah, bro. Don't talk about people we work with like that.
And Trey, say what's up to family.
Yeah, Trey, what up, man? Say what's up to the people, man.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Trey, the sound engineer.
Oh, man.
Hey, cool. So we caught up?
Yeah, we caught up. No, we're not caught up. We have some more, but let's start.
Okay, let's start the show. All right, so guys, today's a very important topic. Me and Fresh have alluded to this episode for months now.
Many times.
You know, but obviously with all the busyness we have and everything like
that. All the guests.
We just haven't had time to do it. But
today we got time.
Today we got time.
Hell yeah.
Today we got time. So basically, this is a very hot contested topic, right?
Yeah.
Should you pay for the bedroom fund? We got to keep it YouTube friendly, right, guys? So this stays up and the message gets out to people.
Yeah.
Well, let's define what paying for bedroom fund is first, right?
Got to.
Because we're going
to
define what it is. Then we're going to talk about our personal experiences with it. And then we're going to give you five reasons why you shouldn't do it.
And remember, this is the oldest profession to date.
Exactly. Facts.
There you go.
Facts. So let's define bedroom fund. If you are overtly handing money over to a woman or a guy, if you swing that way, and getting some bedroom fund, that is basically tricking and paying for it. Okay, guys? That's how we're defining it for the context of this episode.
Yep.
Handing money directly over to get a direct benefit of bedroom fund and then her leaving after.
And that means anywhere.
Purely transactional.
That means in person, in a strip club, make it rain. It don't matter where it is, bro. Once you hand over money like this and you say, okay, take your drawers off, you're paying for sex.
Yeah.
Fresh, you're at 20s right there? What's going
on?
Hey, man. Hey, what's the open locker just came out of Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, so that's how we're defining it for this show.
Yeah.
Okay, what bedroom fun is. Now, next, we're going to talk about our experiences, okay? So,
It's going down in memory lane.
And before we talk about our experiences, I'm going to say this real quick, because I already know people are going to comment.
Byron, but paying for it is better. I don't waste time. I'm not paying her for the bedroom fund. I'm paying her to leave.
Listen, bro, we're not going to insult guys that do it, all right? If you do it and, you know, you notice that for you it's better and you enjoy doing it and it helps you make more money, whatever, however you want to rationalize it, it's fine. We're not going to sit here and shame you. But what we are going to tell you is that listen to our perspective and then make a decision based on both things.
Fact.
Okay? Because we understand that a lot of guys do it. Go ahead.
We know a lot of guys that actually do it. And look, they're very successful. They do it because of certain things. And you know what? We don't judge. But at the same time, if you can avoid doing it, then why not?
Yeah.
So.
And there's many dangers that come with it, which we're going to talk about now. So let's start with memory lane first, guys.
Oh, man.
Okay, who goes first on this one, bro?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
Oh, damn
we'll
it.
Go first.
Okay. So this goes back to Colombia, man, right? So your boy Fresh Prince CEO is a world traveler as well. You know what I'm saying? Been to a few countries, but Colombia is my favorite because obviously the hottest girls are actually there in Colombia. So once again, you know, your boy's Instagram god on the scene. And I went on Instagram, right? I looked up some girls in Colombia, put in the hashtag. I hit up a few chicks. I got like 10 or 20 to show up. But there was one time I was like, yo, let's go to this spot. It's called La Playa or something like that. Oh no, it was like a ladies club, right? I'm basically like, for example, you go into this room, you go upstairs, and then there's like a long panel of like hot chicks, right? So there's like 20 chicks lined up, and they give you like a beer or like some water, and they say, hey guys, just choose one girl, and you could take it to her room. And I'm like, yo, what's going on here? My buddy's like, yo, we can't wait to go in this room and get laid. I'm like, bro, like I don't want to pay for this. Like, why am I here? So, long story short, I saw a bad one. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm here. I'm in a moment. Why not give it a try?
Mm-hmm.
So, I went in the room with her. We did our thing, even though, you know what I'm saying? I don't like put on the rubber, but you know what I'm saying? I did it. Okay? I did the deed. You know what I'm saying? I paid for it. And mind you, it was cheap. It was like, what, 20 US?
Damn. What?
Which is bad as hell.
Damn, bro.
I'm not going to lie, right? That feeling after I did it, bro. I felt so like...
That's two sandwiches.
That's what I'm saying. That's a Chick-fil-A meal. I felt like, bro, like, what did I really gain from that? I just paid for sex when I get it for free back home. But then it hit me, right? Some of my friends that were there, they did it 3 and 4 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, why are you paying again to go do it again? But like, what's the point here?
Yeah.
And then it hit me as well. A lot of guys, right, they don't get like nice and tense.
Yeah.
And... The thing about it is that when you don't get 9s and 10s or you don't get like a hot chick, you know what? You have to just pay for it to not deal with the burden of, you know, having game or, you know, setting up the right way.
Yeah.
And that's how you get in easily. So, for example, why do guys date single moms? Why did I do it? Just giving it real because it was easy, right?
Yeah.
So having the access to hot girls, you just have to pay them. It's easy. You don't have to put in the work. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, cold approach, you know what I'm saying, learn game. So that by itself makes guys say, you know what? I get to pay this chick. She's bad as hell. I can smash and I feel good.
Yeah.
But deep down, bro, think about this, right? When you pay that girl for that transaction, is there any genuine burning desire? Probably not.
Yeah.
And all this is a transaction. She might moan, fake coming, whatever. But the point is that in that moment, I was like, bro, this isn't even worth it.
Yeah.
And after that, dude, after that moment, I was like, yo, I got to get out of here because I felt disgusted.
You felt dirty.
No. Mind you, like I said earlier, I know guys that do this every single day.
Yeah.
They leave their wives, they go to strip clubs, they just pay a chick and they smash and they get off. But my thing is, look, if you're going to do that and you got bread, why not just live the lifestyle and attract them to you so you don't have to pay a cent?
Yeah.
So that's just my thing though.
Yeah.
So
yeah. There you go.
So and mind you guys, like Fresh had already had experience with women prior to this.
Yeah.
So like he did that and then he was like, "Oh, I don't like this, bro. Like this is weird." You know what I'm saying? And dude, there's a big difference to it. And I'll tell you guys my story real quick. So, I was also in Latin America, country Panama, okay? And I was there and I was at this cigar bar, bro. Mind you guys, I don't really like traveling. Yeah, I know it's country. What? What's going on? You don't like traveling? What? Yeah, no, I don't like traveling, guys. I hate it. I hate planes. I hate getting my sleep schedule messed up and eating schedule, finding a gym. I hate that stuff. I hate traveling. But anyway, I was down there in Panama City and there's a cigar bar. Forget the name of it, but it's right in the middle of downtown Panama City. I go in with a friend, and there's a bunch of bad chicks there, but the girls had to pay $10 to get in, and they got a wristband, and the dudes got in for free. I was like, oh, this is lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, for once, these girls are getting the equalizer. You know what I'm saying? For once, bruh. So we're sitting down, and I noticed that the girls are all circling around, and they're bad. Colombians, Venezuelans, etc., right? And they all speak English because in Panama, a lot of people speak English. It's like right there next to the United States. It's a very modernized city.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out they're all working girls, if you know what I'm saying. And he was like, yeah, bro, the girls can't sit down unless a guy calls them over. And then you could take her back to the hotel.
Crazy.
All this other stuff. I was like, nah, man. Because I had never done it, right? I had never paid for it before. And I really didn't feel comfortable with it. So I ended up leaving that cigar bar. And I went and went to another bar. And I met this girl. Seemed like a normal girl and everything like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm about to spit this G game. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Let's do this. Right? Man, was I stupid. So anyway, so I get her back to my spot, you know, and mind you, there was no talk about anything like compensation wise. It was just like, we're just talking, vibing, whatever. So I get her back. I need 50 US because I have a kid and all this other crap if we're going to do anything. I was like, what? I was like, what? Like, you know, mind you, this is my first time in Latin America. So, like, I had known that this existed, but I didn't know it was, like, that prevalent where even normal girls try to spring it on you later on, right? So I was like, nah, I can't do this, man. But she was already at my spot, so I didn't want to deal with no drama. So I was like, yo, here's 50, get out. I don't even want, like, I just don't want to deal with the problems. But I'm not going to pay you and, like, get this bedroom fun. Like, get out of here. Like, go have fun with your son. Because to me, it's, like, a personal thing. Like, I just can't do it, bro. Like, I can't. So... And she left. And then that's when I realized, like, bro, I could see how someone could be like in a position where they're like, I want to do this. I'm so, you know, you're harder than like a ice brick. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You want to do it and you just pay and you just get it done. But I was like, nah, I can't do it, bro. I'd rather whack it and take the L. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's
so
tough,
I paid
though.
Her, told her to leave. Like, yo, because I didn't want no drama. I didn't want her to go to police or be like, oh, this is America robbed me or some other crap. I was like, nah, I don't want no drama. So she left.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the closest I ever came to doing it. But I was like,
so you never did it.
I didn't do it, bro. I told her she got to leave. You know, I paid her for no drama because they could make an allegation against you and you're like, oh, nah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
So yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, man, like, I don't blame you, bro. Like, I did it and I regret it, bro. Like, it was even worth it. Honestly.
Now, so now that you guys know our stories, we're going to go over 5 reasons. Me and Fresh put our minds together.
Why
you shouldn't do it, guys. But let's hit some of these super chats real quick so I don't miss anybody.
All right.
Chris, if you can enlarge it because I am blind. Let's see here. And guys, thank you so much for all the support, man. All this money will go for us into the tricking fund so that we can get more hookers. No, just kidding. The steel curtain, $10. You guys have screwed up my sleeping schedule with these late night streams. Love the show. Now make a record of how many TikTok accounts can be canceled. Bro,
this is the fourth or third one
that's been canceled.
This is crazy, man.
We got Liam. I played at the start to get over the initial part of having no experience and making... Oh, I paid at the start and making me more comfortable in my bedroom ality, but now I try not to at all. We're trying to keep this YouTube-friendly, guys, because this episode's already going to be controversial. Yeah. Hey, man, you're good for it, because most guys, once they go down that road, they ain't going to stop.
Right.
Let's see here. What else? Okay, we got Darasumuke. Oh, no. Yeah, the Hangman.
Watching from Sweden.
Love the podcast.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, bro. Yo, we are international, bro.
International now. Darasumuke, nah, we done with that 10 and up. These guys need 20 and up and then 40 plus on the late nights. You are number one. Thank you so much, brother, for real. Appreciate that.
Yo, guys, we are the hardest working podcast people I know. Dude, thanks. When I told somebody that we do like 2 to 3 shows a day, they're like, how much is that a month? I
was
like,
guys, me and Trey were working on the sound till 6 in the morning.
Yo, that's like almost 70 shows, bro.
Yeah.
Think about that, guys. Think about that.
We ain't messing around. Trey's half asleep right now in the back. Red Pill Mellow, looking forward to what you guys got to say on paying. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We got you, bro.
And then Elliot the Spy, yo, just want to show my appreciation for all the work y'all do. You are my inspiration to better myself. Also, got to get Better Bachelor and Rolo in the same room. We're working on that. Don't worry.
Yeah, yep.
We got Jarsluva Zaruba, better
explanation
of why women cheating is worse than men cheating. Based on evolution, women's cheating prevents the man from passing on his genes. Man's does not. You've been tuning into our late night shows. Thank you. We got X-Blind Dime. It's just Blind Dime. I was about to call you out for not making this vid, but now I need something else to hold you to so I can have a goal to cut out prawn.
Prawn.
Which we know what that means.
Yeah.
Thank you. Basically, guys, what he's talking about is this. Getting rid of that. Yo, Myron and Fresh, I want to nominate Gregory from RP Men's Health YouTube channel. By the way, I love Money Monday vids. That's the eighth wonder. $10. Thank you so much, bro. And all right, let's continue.
Let's just read
Frosty Plays.
Yeah, we have this one
right here. Okay. Frosty Plays, Canadian. Myron is sincere. Thank you for all your information. I used to think you were negative and too hard on women, but I've started to reflect and I'm realizing everything you say is true. Yeah, guys, we don't hate women, bro.
Yeah, we don't.
Honestly, people get mad at my delivery sometimes. I deliver in that way so that it's polarizing that you won't forget it.
And guys, if we hated women, they would never hang out with us. Thanks. Like, you've seen us all
the
time. Receipts,
bro. We see
nighttime, daytime. I was chilling with us, so it was all good.
Reprogrammed $20. Not going to lie. Went to a gentleman's club in Miami before. Had heard of girls offering extras before. Never experienced it before and didn't expect to that night. But ended up happening. Prefer the passion. Yeah,
guys, you could literally go into a club, pay a chick some bread, and smash in the room. Like, that's normal, guys.
Toasties.
Moving trap.
Yeah. So, anyway, anything else? We'll cut up, Chris.
One more, but...
Okay. So, guys, we're going to get into...
Peter DeLury, $20 says, right, question. Sorry. I do well on all cylinders in life. I'm confident enough that I could seal the deal if I try talk to a girl. But when push comes to shove, my experience is limited. Where do you recommend I go for experience?
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
We'll answer that one at the end. Chris, can you please make a note of that one?
That's like a full-on...
We could do that one at the end. So, all right. Let's get into it, guys. So, we're going to go over the top 5 reasons why you should not be tricking overtly, which how we defined it earlier in the show, basically paying money over to a girl to get that bedroom fun. You know what I'm saying? If you're paying to get busted nut, then yeah.
It's like basically you're going to a store, you give them the money, they give you the box.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the exchange.
That's what we're defining as paying for it, right, guys? Okay, so we're going to start with number one.
Round one. Fight!
Fight!
You lose a lot of money and put yourself at legal risk. Guys, if you live in the United States, it's illegal to be tricking in that regard. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, are you going to get caught and actually arrested for it?
Probably not.
But there's always that possibility, okay? So not only is it illegal, but because of its addictive nature, you're going to spend a lot of money on it. Mm-hmm. Fresh just told you guys a story. You guys went to that spot, and then your buddies, they kept going back and spending more money. It's addictive to bang.
4 to 5 times, bro. Girls. And I'm like, bro, what the hell, dude? Like, stop.
Yeah, y'all fiending, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to add up very quickly. I know what guys in the chat are going to say.
But Myron, you pay when you take her out of day anyway. You paid regardless.
Okay, fair. But what I am telling you is that when you have direct access to get the bedroom fun, at any time, you're going to spend more money. I'm telling you.
And let me just add to that point as well. Yeah. When guys say, for example, oh, you pay anyway. Trust me when I say, you're not paying for a service. You're paying to see if she's worth your time, which is a big difference. Because, for example, when you pay covertly for bedroom fun, it's a transaction. When you're paying and you're enjoying the moment for yourself, is you're going on an experience. Yeah. That's two different things.
And if you date the same way we teach you guys, where you're keeping your first dates low investment, you ain't spending that crazy money.
And you're going where you want to go.
And you're going where you want to go. Then you're okay. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, dark side of this, let's talk about it. When you deal with women like this, you're inevitably going to end up dealing with people in the underworld.
The underworld.
You know what I'm saying? All right. You're going to be dealing with, how do I say this? Nose candy dealers.
Yep.
You know, degenerates, scammers.
The real Nigerian scammers. Not fresh.
You know what I'm saying? Because these types of women attract these demographics of men. And these are not people that you want to be rubbing elbows with if you're on your path of excellence. Okay.
Not to mention, even deeper, this goes, this might sound crazy, but imagine all those soul ties that she has with those guys. Now you got a part of that soul tie, which is crazy.
Yeah, bro. When you deal with women like that, you're inevitably going to run into problems where you're going to be dealing with other lower class men. They might make money, you know, that fast money, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But you don't want to be associating with these kinds of people, you know? Not to mention, a lot of these girls have a PIMP and...
name slipback.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Name slipback. And that can also cause you some problems, man. So not only are you going to be spending quite a bit of money, because people say it's actually cheaper, you're going to start to gain an insatiable thirst for more bedroom fun because you're banging hot girls all the time. And it's just going to be a continuing spiral downward spending money. Then as you spend more money dealing with these girls, you're going to start dealing with people in the underworld. You're going to start associating with these people. Then nose candy is going to be introduced. Other bad habits are going to be introduced. I'm telling you guys, it's a downward spiral dealing with this type of demographic of people.
Let me just expand on that as well, right? So, for example, when you spend money, right, in this facet, think about this, right? A lot of these girls are being managed by somebody. So, you think you're talking to that girl, you're talking to her PIMP, you're talking to her boyfriend, you don't know who's really managing that girl. So, not only are you putting yourself in a danger spot because you don't know who you're talking to, and she might come over when you text that person or call a number, but the dudes are waiting for her in the car. It's a bunch of problems that you don't want to deal with. And then secondly, when you spend money all the time like that, guys say, you know, I'm saving time because when I spend money, I just smash and then she leaves. Yeah, that's true. But think about this, right? The same money that you spent, if you worked on yourself and you worked on your game, you don't have to spend any money at all. So basically, you're paying each time for a service when you could pay one time or a couple times, get the skill, and then you're done. And then think about this, right, guys? If you have a fishing net, right, you can catch many fish. If you have one little shovel or one little like scoop of a little net,
one fishing rod.
Yeah, one fishing rod. You can only catch
that. You have to pay to borrow.
Yes,
your fishing rod. You got to pay to borrow it.
You ever went to like Home Depot and you rented like a lawnmower to cut grass? This is a good scenario here, right? So you're paying to rent the lawnmower from Home Depot each time that you go to cut grass. What if you just bought the damn lawnmower one time and then you're done?
Yep.
Simple.
Exactly.
So,
which that segues perfectly into the second reason, which is number four in our countdown.
Round
four.
Two. Fight.
Guys, when you pay for it, you don't learn a critical skill, which is what, gentlemen? Game. Okay?
Yep.
Shout out to our man Lucario. We had discussions on this. Guys, when you start paying for it, right? A trick in the way that we're talking about. Your game skills are going to experience atrophy, right? Just like not going to the gym and exercising your muscles and training, and you start to lose size and lose muscle mass. That's exactly what happens when you start paying for it.
Yep.
Your social calibration skills come down. Your social acuity comes down. Your verbal game goes down. Your ability to command a room, your charisma, all these things start to go down because you no longer, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? And when you start paying, you start getting lazy, bro, if we're going to keep it a stack. So, and at the end of the day, guys, girls are attracted to you by the way you look, right? And then your social status, all these things, but they stay with your game. Remember, guys, when we tell you all the self-improvement, making money, getting in the gym, being more attractive, etc., it opens the door, right? It gives you an open door, but the game keeps the door open so she doesn't lose interest.
Yep.
Because she might come to you because you got a good IG or good pictures or whatever. But if you're a boring dude, a lame, which we know plenty of them here in Miami that got clout, but they still got no game, the girl will start to put you in a utility section to get a come up off of you. You want her to be happy to even be in your presence. That's where the game comes in, guys. That's why we tell you guys on this podcast all the time. We understand that women are hypergamous, so we understand that you need to become first.
Yep.
Get your money right. Get in shape. Improve yourself. But we also understand the other side, that game is a critical component to retaining the girls. Because if you have money, status, and clout, but you don't have game, oh, man.
Yo, you're in trouble.
You already know what time is going to be like.
You're in trouble.
You going to take an L, baby. And that's where a lot of celebrities fall, where they got the clout and everything like that, but chicks just, like, use them. You know what I'm saying? They think they're doing well. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got game. These girls all up on me. No, bro. They on you because you got a blue check. So we got to teach you guys the game so you don't get finessed.
And look, I'm going to drop a bomb here, right? So a lot of you guys are like, you know what? Yeah, I don't pay for girls. It's fine. I have a girlfriend. Let me say this. Your girlfriend also can be bought. I mean, but this, for example, she's very expensive. So you might not be tricking on a girl that you don't know, but you might be tricking on your girlfriend because, one, you don't know how to communicate with her. Everything like, you just, she does something bad, you reward her with good behavior. And the point, for example, is like, when you have a girlfriend like that and you're putting money into her like that, you're still tricking at the same time. So I would say just having that frame of reference, for example, learning a game, having good good skills for communicating. For example, just being that person that, you know what, I know if she does this, how to react. Because having game, you could deal with certain scenarios and you're not going to use your wallet to like suffice for that. Because a lot of guys are scared to get rejected. And they'll literally go out there, they'll see a chick on the street. Nah, you know what, I won't talk to her. I'm just going to club, pay for some bedroom fun and call it a night. But really, truly, what do you accomplish? Nothing. You just basically, you're going to do it. Basically, what's going to happen is you're going to rely on this method of like, you know, paying for a girl. And you don't solve any problems. Maybe you might bust a nut. That's one problem you solve. But next day, you're about to square one. So yep, exactly. It's crazy, man.
So you're basically, guys, to keep it simple, when you pay for it, you're basically using a game shark to beat the game, but you never actually gain the skill to beat the game correctly on hard mode. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Okay, let's hit some of these super chats. We don't want to miss anybody. And guys, just for brevity of the show, we're going to read $10 and up. No, thank you to all the supporters though, but we don't want to, you know, hurt the show by reading a million. And it's a blessing that you guys are supporting us. Thank you so much. Every bit will be used to buy more hookers. Okay, so $10. What if you have below average looks and no game?
Mark.
LeBrant. Hey, bro, that's why you got to improve yourself, my bro. Friend. That's why self improvement is so important. There's no way around it, my friend.
You think me and Myron always had game? We didn't always have game, bro. Yeah. Dude, I was a fucking simp, bro.
Bro, game comes from a culmination. Rex. Game comes from a culmination of taking a lot of L's. Yeah. James Burnett, $20, the fryer of all the girls that we bring on the show. I'd rather take an L than let my ego take that big hit of knowing that I couldn't get it for free. I had to pay for it. I'd rather pay $100. Do you guys then take that? Oh, okay. To you guys, then take that. Yeah, thank you so much, James. Thanks.
Yo, James has donated a lot of money, bro. Facts. I want to say almost like over $1,000.
Per show to roast these girls, man.
Yeah. Facts.
James be roasting them. Holy smokes.
One of our mics is named after James. So thank you, James. You actually funded one of the microphones that the girls talk into that you then roast them on. Yep. Okay. So $10. I was addicted to it for 5 years and spent over $100K on over 2,500 girls and on it. Damn. At the end, I basically lost attraction to any affection or intimacy with women. Needed 4 years of therapy after. Don't do it.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that as well.
Thank you, Jay. Yep. Appreciate that. You're already seeing ahead. You're psychic. Soul Ties, the Eighth Wonder. Soul Ties, show is lit. The duo dropping elbow drops like Randy Savage. You know what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
RP Macho
hit
Man.
The oh, yeah sound button. And then RP Mike. Shout out to RP Mike. The best part about watching the late night podcast is watching Myron make these broads mad, not because they know he is right, but because they know they are looking at a man that they have zero power over and they know he is right. Absolutely, bro.
Yeah, women, it burns them.
And women hate it when they don't have leverage in the marketplace. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm doing. All I'm doing, guys, is giving you guys a gun to go to a gunfight when most guys, real talk, go in there with a freaking fork. So, CJ,
$10. If it drives, flies, floats, or forks, rent it.
CJ, again, in some countries where P is legal, women tend to act right. Since a man could just pay for it, they can't leverage bedroom fun against you. They have to bring more to the table. We had a pretty deep discussion with this on Donovan Sharp. We might talk about that, like what would happen if it was legalized. That'd be a good episode. And then anything else, Chris?
Yeah, we got three more.
Okay, Frank, do you have three more, guys? Intermediate game, one pull a week before Rona, now totally consumed by my purpose, thinking about pay to play so I can devote all my time to my goals. Y'all, the new Howard Stern. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bro.
Keep watching the show. You're going to see why you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's see here. Frank Sinara. Shout out to Frank. Tip, if you have the urge to pay, J off times two, then see if you still want it. No? Good. Go buy some ETFs.
Boom. There you go.
Member of the Fresh and Fit fam. Wayne, $20. It's better to not do it at all, but if you must, don't do it where you live. Travel to Vegas.
Okay, look, guys, we don't judge if you do it.
I disagree, but
you know, hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't gonna knock you if you want to do it, but
yeah.
Okay, M-Town, escape artist, $10. Does it count if a girl at the club gives it to you for free and doesn't make you pay for dances?
If
that she likes you.
It's there desire. Is something called stripper game, right? So me and my boy Donovan, the real, Carl, we would go to strip clubs all the time, right? And we would literally sit there by the bar and chill. We would throw money, whatever. And stripper game basically, for example, the girl comes to you, you talk to her, you know what I'm saying? You spit some game. You say, look, go make your money, come back to me. We'll talk some more. What are you doing after this? Get her phone number. And before you know it, she's either at your spot or next day she's chilling with you. You're smashing, but you didn't pay a cent. Mind you, everyone else paid a cent. And guess what happened? That transactional spending didn't get them what they really wanted.
Facts.
But they say, you know what? Let me see what this girl's about.
They basically paid to get a hard on.
Exactly. It's a big tease.
Yeah.
But you can literally apply stripper game and make it work for you.
Yeah. So guys, with that said,
guys, we have 800 live viewers. Likes up, please.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, please. Guys, like the video, sub to the channel.
Because a lot of you guys are ninja watchers. Yo, son, I watch you guys buy and subbing, bro. I only come so I could sip on the girls that come on the late night shows so I can send them a DM, bro. So stop being ninja watchers,
yo,
guys.
Yo, we see y'all,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we see you niggas, bro.
Y'all be DMing the text like, yo, I didn't mean that super chat. I really like you. Think you're hot. Bruh, mind you, this dude was like, yo, this chick is a 4. Niggas slide in her DMs. Yo, I was capping, girl. You're a 9. I was married tomorrow. I'm like, bruh.
What?
Bruh, like.
Stupid.
What?
Yeah, man.
Capping for the chat, man.
Yeah, guys. So, yeah, guys, like the video. We don't want to stop the show. Yeah. What
next
else?
One?
Chris, any other announcements that we had that I missed?
No, we're good.
Are we caught up on the chats?
Number 3?
Yep. Okay, so guys, we're gonna go into the top 3 reasons now. So guys, get the pens and papers out because we about to get deep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Round 3.
So number 3. You start to build
resentment towards women.
Towards women.
Now, let's talk about this, guys. Let's have this difficult discussion. In the RP community, we got guys that are aware. We got guys that have RP rage. We got guys that are just starting their journey. We got guys that are skilled, not skilled, etc. We all operate using the same mindset, right?
Yeah.
How people adapt to the mindset creates the different factions. We got guys that are MGTOWs. We got guys that are PUAs. We got guys that are, just RP aware and decide to use it to their advantage in the dating marketplace. How you decide to use the RP is up to you.
Yep.
But what I am going to say is that if you have RP rage, going into and paying for bedroom fun with women is 100% going to make you jaded and even more angry and make your RP rage last longer. And guys, we say all the time, you don't want to be an angry, bitter misogynist, okay? Because what's going to happen is when you're angry and bitter, the girls are going to feel that vibe off of you when you go and talk to them.
Yep.
And it's actually going to hurt you.
It's a turn off.
Because they're going to be like, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, is something off? Blah, blah, blah. And then that's going to turn them off. They're not going to want to deal with you. And then you're going to get more angry and more frustrated. And then it's like a continuing spiral downward where you're going to get angry and frustrated because you're not getting results. But the lack of results is coming from your own mindset and your own energy. Women are very socially receptive, guys. They can tell when a guy is bitter and angry at women. You know what I'm saying? And if you give off that vibe whatsoever, the girls are going to feel it and not want to deal with you. Now, obviously on our show, we challenge these girls on the show, whatever. But what you guys don't see is behind the scenes, we're very polite, very cordial. Yep. Obviously when the cameras come on, we got to cook them, right? You know what I'm saying? But in the grand scheme of things, we know how to deal with women and conceal our RP awareness so that they don't think that we're misogynists. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. You guys got to be able to navigate with RP awareness without coming off as bitter or angry or butthurt. When you guys pay, you're going to almost always start to gain resentment because you're seeing the dark side of female nature. You're seeing the transactional nature of how women really operate. You're seeing the raw side of hypergamy. You know what I'm saying? So think about this. When you're in a nightclub, right? And you have a table. Fresh actually experienced this the other day. When you're in the VIP, girls are fighting to get in your VIP. They want to get in there. You know what I'm saying? It's literally like you see hypergamy unfiltered, right? You see girls want to get in the tables with the higher status guys. They're ignoring everybody else. Everyone else is invisible to them. Only the top 3% of people in the club are even visible to them, right?
Yep.
When you pay for it, you're going to, it almost quadruples seeing that raw hypergamy. And you're going to start to get bitter because you're going to see the cold reality that women are very selective when it comes to who they mate with. And it's going to burn you that you have to pay to get into that selection, if that makes sense. So, Fresh, what's your take on this?
Yeah, man. So, resentment, man. this is a big one because I feel like a lot of people in despair, especially, they don't like women because of what's been done to them. But at the same time, like, picture this, right? If you have this resentment towards women, it's going to bleed into everything that you do. And when you talk to a female, what happens is, for example, they can feel that energy, like Myron said. Now, here's the thing, right? When you're paying for a service to be done, like, it's a transaction. So what happens is, if it comes easy to you and you can just pay for it and it's done with, like, women to you become like objects. Because it's like, you know what? Now I can just pay for this service and I get it. So there's no emotional connection. There's no, like, any kind of, like, you know, mental stimulation. It's just like for example, you pay, you smash, you bust a nut, and then you're done. So the problem is when you rely on this too much, what happens is you become jaded. And now women, you do it in the public eye. Let's say you meet a woman at a grocery store, or you might meet her at maybe like an event. You talk to her, they can feel that energy. And now you become kind of like a angry, bitter guy. But in reality, all that happened was you started paying for bedroom fun, and it took over you. And now you're at a point where any woman is kind of like an object to you. Now, am I saying that, you know, it's a bad thing to be jaded? No, because you need to be aware of what's going on in the world and not be naive about what's happening with these females, you know, finessing dudes and all that stuff. But at the same time, there's a time and place. So especially when it comes to like dating and meeting people in public and meeting them for dates, you want to make sure that you're coming from a frame of reference. So, you know what? I understand female nature, but I'm not going to exude that energy towards them.
Yes.
And paying for that said service will eventually at some point cause you to have that bitterness. And you may not even see it yourself.
It's going to leak.
But people are going to see it. And yeah. Trust me when I say, we see dudes all the time. They got a lot of money, they're successful, but we know how to pay for it. Because you could just tell, like, this dude does not know how to deal with women, and they have no social skills. All they know how to do is pay for it, and then get what they want, and then they're out.
Bruh, it's very obvious. You could tell when dudes, like, pay for it.
Yep.
By, like, the bitterness, the resentment. And when they deal with women, like, normal girls that aren't night walkers, if you know what I'm saying.
They can't turn it off.
They can't turn it off. And they just, like, they look at every woman as, like, a piece of meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which, guys, I hate to say it, but, like, if you look at them like that, you're going to get exactly what you deserve, where they're not going to take you serious. They're not going to want to deal with you. You know, communicating with women, guys, is completely different than communicating with men. You know, this is why we say game is so important. Having status, money, and clout is cool. It opens the door, but the game keeps the door open and keeps her interested, okay?
Yep.
Game is what makes you arousing, gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. So, okay, so we got some super chats. Let's hit them real quick so we don't miss anybody. Okay, we got Wayne right here. No, we read that one already. Thank you, Wayne, for that support, though.
Okay, thank you, Wayne.
I think this is one. Roland?
Yeah, okay. Roland Colthurst, $10, below average looks and no game equal we was potentially fleeced.
Okay.
Pander Faramad, academia is knowledge what prostitution is to love close enough on the surface, but to the non-sucker, not exactly the same thing.
Nassim Talib.
Okay, thank you for that quote.
Kevin.
Kevin Wakasika, $15. Love the show. Love listening in close-up. I'm closing up shop with after-hour show, showing the love from Hawaii. Thank you so much,
shout
man.
Shout out to
Hawaii, man. And then we got $10 C-Square. When they say the oldest profession, you have to remember that the many generations before us, you can downplay all you want, but all of us didn't come out of married household. The truth hurts. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Chris, can you enlarge the thing real quick?
My homie and Red Pill Johnny says, my homie and I are 21. Instead of a bar, my homie want to go to a strip club to try and pick up women. Shit in
SMH,
my head.
Yeah. It's, guys, and you know what? Oh, that's what I was going to say. Get on our Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit. We do have a video on there if you scroll back on how to run
stripper game. Bro.
And how to do it. I ain't going to lie to you guys. It's not easy, but you can do it if you know what you're doing.
I ain't going to lie. That is the most fun. When you get bag a stripper from the strip club without paying any money. To me, that is it. Like, for example, you know, in the games, we get like an achievement.
Yep.
To me, that's the big achievement.
Facts.
I didn't pay a cent. I got what all these guys wanted, and I'm just G for it, bro.
Yep. Darasamuke, stop paying for touch and go. You guys, go check out that touch and go episode. It was hilarious.
Chris, go up a little bit.
Yep. And I think we got a big one that just came in.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We're going to find it.
It right here.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Black Lever, yo. I gotta do it, bro. I gotta do it, man.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Got to.
Fresh again. Gotta do it for the IG.
Again.
Now you guys are seeing the behind the scenes of how corny it looks when you're recording.
Social media.
Yeah, social media.
Social media, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, shout out to Black Lemur once again, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Black Lemur, thank you so much, bro. We got, what did we get? Helped us get the kickout cam.
Kickout cam, yeah.
Which is over there, by the way, guys. Yo, is Chris, it on? Can you click it real quick? Show them the kickout cam if it's on.
Show them. Hey! The so, guys. Look at Trey. Cam, and Chris in the back. So, yo, when these broads violate, mine's going to do this. Boom! Out the window.
This
there you go.
Is fresh and fit. But give you guys a little preview. That's the kickout cam, man. Black Lemur, thank you so much for that, bro.
Thank you, Black Lemur. Appreciate you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We don't cap. When we tell you guys we got equipment, we got it. And we got the lie detector test. AJ Baylock, I figured out how to use this, so we will start playing it soon. Thank you, Black Lemur, for that. What else? We caught up?
Yeah, we caught up.
Okay, guys, cool. We're going to go into the top two reasons.
What, top two reasons? Do we have a sponsor for this?
What, Demison? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do, actually.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I guess we can do it right now. All right, guys. So, we're quick transition. TJ Hanley, guys, if you don't want to have to pay for bedroom fun with girls, well, you got to have nice, smooth skin. Now, TJ, guys, real talk, no cap. I've been using TJ since 2018, like, personally myself. And I'm happy to be able to finally work with these guys and use their skincare products. Personally, I use the level 3 version, guys, which basically has, you know, you open up the box, right? Comes in this nice little... with this card in it. And then in it, guys, check this out. It has literally instructions
morning
on
and
what
night.
To do. Morning and night. Step 1, wash your face. Step 2, put scrub into your face. Step 3, super serum. Step 4, put eyes around your eye cream. And then 5, cover your face with the AM or PM moisturizer, right? Which there's 2 different ones. Which, guys, for me, as you guys know, I'm Arab, right? I got these, like, dark circles or whatever. So I got to keep myself not looking crappy. But, guys, I personally use a level 3. I've been using it for years, but you can get the level 1, which has a few less things in it, right? It has the face wash, the moisturizer, and the scrub, right? Which is and the moisturizer for AM with SPF in it, and then the PM for nighttime. But, you know, get any level you guys want, but I've been using this stuff forever, and it's made huge difference in my skin, guys. I'm 31.
Yeah.
I'm old as hell, but
guys,
my skin looks luscious, even though my hair is going
guys,
away.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. Look at me. No, real talk, look, guys. Real talk with Tiege. I've been using the soap itself, which is really good for you in the shower.
Yeah.
And I've also been using the face wash in the shower because, for example, I used to use like Irish Spring. That
oh,
not
really?
Oh, it's on my face, bro. It's so rough,
prep,
right?
Like,
now I'm using Tiege.
Yo,
no,
Irish
smooth.
Spring though.
It's rough, bro. It's rough.
Put soap.
Chris
Opa-laka.
Knows.
Opa-laka.
Yeah, Chris was using Irish Spring and Opa-laka.
But yeah, basically,
$1 for $2.
I use the soap and I use the face wash, and it works really well. But because T is sponsoring this video, they have a special offer for you guys in the description where you can get a special offer and discount using our code.
Yeah,
so
guys.
So just check it out.
Yeah, Fresh and Fit down there. Click the link below. And yeah, guys.
Guys,
support
you,
us.
You know the best part about it? You can get started for just $25. That's right. I said it. $25. So there you go.
And you'll get a free toiletry bag with your first box. Click that link. Get started for just $25, guys. Take care of your skin because most guys look like crap. And we personally actually use the products way before we got sponsored. I'm just happy to be able to work with these
guys.
Hey,
man, black don't crack, though. You feel me?
Facts.
So we good out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
To ensure that you don't crack even more, get on the skincare program. But anyway, right. Going back to what we're saying, because a lot of you guys probably might not get the skincare program and are going to want to pay for tricking.
Oh, man.
We're going to get into top two reasons, guys, why you should not pay for it. But before I get into it, guys, please like the video, okay?
Guys, sub to the channel.
Sub to
the
channel.
We are almost at 60K subs.
Yes. Get us there. Get us 100K so that we can make fun of some content creators that said we weren't going to make it.
Facts.
Okay? And
facts.
We will fry them.
They doubted us, man.
They did
They didn't
us.
Believe in us, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But they're feeling our bop now. Okay.
Hey, see, tell CJ.
We have 2 chats if you want to read it.
Okay, we'll do
okay,
it.
Cool.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Nigga
talk.
Last nigga bender.
Yo. I'll say this. Being good at women makes us you good at life. Having game helps you in other areas in life. So I can see how too much pay for play dulls those sets and leaves you at disadvantage.
Look at his face. Yo, Bryce, like.
RBG, women, it would be more correct to say game opens the door and women and money keeps them around. That's why the girls were saying he turned out to be a bum or he wasn't. Who he said he was, etc.
Not yeah, really, bro.
The girls come to you for
yeah.
a certain
face.
If you don't look the part, bro, they're not gonna give it
you,
the same
you
day.
You want them to come to you based on. You want yeah. them to come to you, bro, because then you're now in control of the frame. Then the game's gonna keep them there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If it's the other way around, let's say you got game, and then they find out you're a broke boy. Well, disappointment time.
His problem, though, right? I get what he's saying, but his problem with that is because think about this, right? There's 3 guys in the room, and you say, you know what? All I need is game, but there's a guy here with a Ferrari. A guy with a Toyota Prius and a guy with a Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
Who's she gonna choose? More likely the guy with the Ferrari.
Facts.
Now, if he has game, he got it sealed in the deal.
Yeah.
But the other two are invisible to her. So sometimes it's kind of tough to
say
that.
You might not even get a chance.
Exactly.
Bro, guys, remember, we're talking about like dealing with like super attractive girls in very competitive hypergamous cities.
Yep.
She ain't even gonna see you, bro, if you don't even reach a certain status. We're saying
invisible.
Get to that point where you're visible, then the game takes care of the rest, guys. That's what we're telling you. There's no way around it. You got yourself
the ultimate cheat code is to be successful and RP aware, and you can't lose, my friend.
Damn. Bang, bang. Which we teach you guys how to do both. Because in this competitive marketplace, you need both.
You need both.
Can't just have game. You got to have your stuff together as well. Mm-hmm. Self-improvement is a requirement. There's no way around it.
And guys, very, very special note here. For example, all the late night shows, what do girls say? An ambitious, successful guy is what they want. Yep. Every single one of them.
Yep.
So...
Woman is for you need to be on your points, P's and Q's. What else do we got, Chris?
No,
we'll cut up. Yeah, perfect. Okay, last two. Top two reasons, guys. Let's get into it.
Round two.
So,
fight.
You rely on money as a crutch to get the girls, man.
Oh, man.
Ooh. You want to hit this one first?
Oh, man. So, this is important because a lot of guys, right, they feel like money is the end all be all. I'll say this. Money does help a lot, but it is not the full package. And I'll say this. Most girls, they don't give a shit about money. What they care about is the lifestyle. So that in itself makes money not important, but indirectly important. But what is important is how you interact with the woman and how you get to that end goal. So basically, if you just pay every single time, there's no in-the-middle interaction. And what's happening here is that now you've become a customer. And now there's no emotional attraction. There's no emotional tug. And you are now in a customer frame. And the customer frame says basically, you pay for a service, you get a product, it ends there. Now, some guys are cool with that. And it's fine. They just want to get in, get out. But here's the problem. When you rely on that as your only source of getting girls, because guys, no matter what, you have to always source. I don't care if you're using Instagram, dating apps, cold approach. You have to source somewhere or another. So it is a form of sourcing. But here's the problem. When you only source spending money, you become reliant on it, and it's like a drug. For example, some people will take smoke a blunt every now and then, right? And then it becomes a habit, it becomes a hobby, and it becomes an addiction. Same thing with paying for the box. It's a good feeling. You pay for it, you get it. It's like a hit of a drug. So now you're relying on that, and then guess what? You're stuck in that paradigm, in that hamster wheel, and before you know it, you might end up broke. You might end up in a dark abyss of just hating women. And then lastly, now you've reduce yourself and your social skills to zero because now that's all you do.
Yeah, so, man, guys, relying on money to get girls, leading with your wallet, which is a lot of the time what tricking is, it's going to put you in a perpetual cycle of where you're going to have to continuously spend money, if not more, to, you know, satisfy your insatiable thirst for getting more and more bedroom fun, especially when you start getting with the hot girls. Like Fresh was saying earlier, when they were in Colombia, he did it once, he was repulsed by it, but his friends just kept doing it and spending more and more money. Granted, they were in Colombia and it wasn't that expensive, so they didn't feel the hurt, the pain of it. But you do this in the United States, or you, even if you do it enough, even it if you're in a poor country, it's going to add up quickly, bro. It's going to be like a bill that you can't like lower. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a constant bill.
Yep.
So you don't want to be relying on money as your primary way to get girls. You know what I'm saying? You could use it as an asset that you have, but when you're relying on it as your like sole crutch, it's going to be a dub every single time. So let's read these super chats before we get into the number one reason why you never want, why you don't want to be dealing with women.
No, we're good.
Paying with bedroom fun. All right.
I'm good.
So guys, we're going to go into.
Chris is like, we're good. Okay.
Okay.
Final round.
Fight.
The number one reason why you guys do not want to be paying for bedroom fun is. You're in the customer frame and the girl's never actually going to respect you. So let's break this one down a little bit. Okay.
Frame is very important. Very important.
We talk about it all the time on this show, guys. Girls can't love you or take you seriously unless they respect you first. Women love differently than men do. Women love opportunistically while men love idealistically. As a man, to get love from a woman, you have to become and you inherently have to bring something to the table. Okay? When you pay, you basically cheat your way around that and you're able to get the intimacy without putting in the work to build that respect. Okay? That's why it's transactional. Now, I see what you mean. Oh, I'm getting what I want quickly and I'm getting done. Cool. That's fine. But there's going to be long-term consequences where women aren't going to respect you and they're going to just look at you as a wallet. Okay? And I'll tell you guys this. When you pay for it, you're getting transactional bedroom fun, and that's not the same as validational bedroom fun. They're completely different.
Shout out to Rolo Tomasi.
Shout out to Rolo.
Genuine burning desire, you get none of that.
Exactly. So, I'm going to bring it to Pokemon, okay?
Pokemon!
You guys remember back in the day, played Pokemon Red or Blue version, right? And you did that little glitch where you would be on Cinnabar. I think it was Cinnabar Island. Yep. You'd surf on the side and you get Masingo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get Masingo and then you get like infinite rare candies and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Best balls.
Exactly. So let me tell you guys something. If you guys played Pokemon back in the day, did you guys notice that if you fed your Pokemon rare candies, right, they will level up quickly? But guess what happened?
The stats weren't good.
Their attack was less. Their defense was less. Their special was less. You tell Blastoise Hydro Pump, this nigga shoots like a stream of water.
And misses.
Yeah, misses. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what happens when you use a rare candy. However, when you take the time, right, and you train your Pokemon going and beating the Elite Four for the 100th time so you can get them to level 100,
Yep. Bruh,
I plug in that Pokemon Stadium, I'm roasting everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because my Pokemon are strong now because they've actually been battle hardened, right? Guys, that's exactly what happens when you learn game versus paying for it. If you pay for it, you'll get the end result quicker, but you're using rare candies and your game weakens as a result, just like a Pokemon's attack power and special and defense weakens as a result. You'll get to the end goal, but you're going to get there incorrectly and you will pay with consequences down the road. AKA getting smoked by your friends when you hook up the two Game Boys. You know what I'm saying? Getting smoked on Pokemon Stadium when you connect your N64. I know we're going down memory lane right now for a lot of you guys. But in general, I had to like give you guys an analogy so you understand that paying for it, guys, is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Okay? Yep. And we tell you guys, it's better to just not even go down that road because I don't want you guys to get addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? We've seen before where guys pay for it in the beginning. They're like, you know what? I just need to get over a hump. You know what I'm saying? I just need to do it right here, right then.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're getting addicted. You're doing it like 3 times a week, 5 times a week, 10, 20 times a week. It's just going to continue because your thirst for bedroom fun is going to be insatiable. And worse yet, you're not going to have the patience, the skill, or the want or desire to actually get out there and get it correctly. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with training Pokemon, guys. You have to learn game. Right? So that when you go and you fight that Elite Four, your Pokemon are strong and you know what you're doing. And on top of that, the Pokemon respect you. You know, you got enough badges now where you can say Hydro Pump and he does Hydro Pump or Flamethrower instead of doing rest. Okay? So, Fresh, what's your take on that?
Yeah, man. So, shout out to Aaron Clary. He brought up a good point when he was here talking about spending money on dealing with women over a life period of time, how much it adds up. And it's funny because now, when you just pay for it directly, it may seem like it's not that much up front. But what happens is, like we say all the time, it becomes an addiction. So, for example, you brought up the Pokemon analogy. Mm-hmm. I'll bring up Dragon Ball Z analogy.
Oh, here we go. So, let's do it.
So, I mean, mine's a bigger DBZ fan than me, but this is kind of like what I remember from DBZ. So, remember when Goku and Vegeta went in the Hyperbolic Time Chamber, right?
Yep.
For example, everyone else was training outside in the real world, and they went in the hardest setting. And time was kind of like passing by them, but time stopped for them inside that room.
Yep.
When you literally go there and you cold approach and you go through the hard rush environment, you're leveling up so far ahead of most people that, for example, some people, they just read books or they just watch YouTube videos and they never apply it, right? But when you're actually out there doing the thing and you're practicing online or in person, it's like you're in a hyperbolic time chamber. And what happens is, for example, when you come out of that stage, now you're a refined, iron hard, tough skin rhino. So now you can literally like go through all these like problems, and you know what? Now you can say, you know what? I come from a frame of alpha mentality, abundant, and you know what? Yeah, I might want to get the chick, but I'm not willing to pay for it. So now you built up a tough exterior, so you could handle. You know what I'm saying? You know what? If she rejected me today, who cares? I dealt with this many times. I know I can get another chick. So that period of time where you took that time to actually study, you know, apply it in real life and go through a training in the hyperbolic time chamber. Now, when you come outside for the first time, bro,
yeah,
you got iron hard skin and you're not going to fail. So in that sense, that adds to what you're saying earlier.
And let me say this too real quick, because Fresh just made an excellent point. Guys, write this down. Struggle and adversity builds men, but it ruins women. Say that again. Struggle and adversity builds men, character, resolve, all masculine traits that you need to have to be a top tier guy.
Yeah.
Whereas it destroys women. You know what I'm saying? Women aren't built to compete like we are, guys. You know what I'm saying? You have to embrace the suck, go into it knowing you're going to take L's, go into it knowing you're going to get battle scars, and come out better. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell you guys the truth. Talking to girls ain't easy, bro. These chicks are delusional. Watch our late night shows. We one of the top questions we ask, what do you want in a man? You know what all these girls describe? $100,000 a year, so 6 foot plus, driving a nice car, blah, blah, blah. Basically, what they're doing is they're indirectly describing a top 5 to 10% guy. So what we're telling you guys is, and these are average looking girls a lot of the time, right? So since we know a lot of women are delusional about where their, you know, sexual market value really lies and what they're entitled to as a man, I'm telling you guys, to have the best chance in this competitive marketplace, you need to improve yourself, okay? But improving yourself comes from struggle and overcoming that struggle.
Yep.
And you guys got to embrace the masculine burden of performance and understand that you're not becoming so that you can get more sexual access. I think you guys, a lot of you guys, like, listen to what me and Fresh say and say, you're doing all this for girls? You're doing all this for girls? No.
Stupid.
We're telling you to do this so that you don't tolerate the bullshit that comes from dealing with girls, guys. I'm going to say that again, too. I really want to hammer this home. We teach you guys self-improvement, not so that you can go out there and trick on girls or so that you can get girls. We teach you this so that you have the confidence to walk away from girls that don't want to get on your program, guys. Yep. That's what this is about. Having that abundance mentality, because girls can smell it. Yo, this guy is definitely smashing other chicks. I better come correct because he could replace me right now and then. It's just that girls don't want you knowing this stuff. Why do you think we're getting banned off TikTok? Why do you think we're getting banned on other social media platforms? Why do you think women go nuts when I tell them the uncomfortable truth? Because women don't like men having the power to have a decided advantage in the sexual marketplace, because women normally have that. But what we're doing is we're giving you guys bazookas so you can go into a gunfight and deal with these women in the same exact social warfare that they have. Because when we teach you guys to date like a woman, guess what happens all of a sudden? Table's flipped. Yeah. You're able to see their BS. You're able to date like they do. Now you're operating in a, well, how does this benefit me frame, instead of normal guys operating in a, how does this benefit her frame? And when you do that, you're going to take an L. So embrace the adversity, guys. Understand that there is a burn of performance, and that's what it is.
Yeah, a man's best chance or fighting stance towards this dating market is to have an abundance mindset, because that's what women have. They have an abundance of guys hitting up in DMs in person. So as a guy, you don't have that. So you're literally like catering to them, because you know what? Damn, I might not get another one. Once you have that abundance mindset, bro, from there, the world's yours, bro. Because now, if Susie says no, Jackie might say yes. So now you have freedom and you have choice to make for yourself.
And I'll tell you guys, having that abundance mindset is rare, because most men don't have it.
They don't have it.
Most guys don't have the balls to tell a girl, yo, get the F out my studio. You know what I'm saying? Or yo, get the F out my spot, whatever. That's why, guys, I made a TikTok video, right? That if a girl doesn't want to have bedroom fun with you, kick her out your spot, right? Oh my God, Byron, what the... You're evil. Oh, you know, meanwhile, I'm in the back.
How dare you?
Right. I'm triggering all these angry feminists. You know, they're just like,
how dare you?
And I'm like, no, because I understand that female game is this. I'm going to leverage bedroom fun against this guy for more compliance, more resources, more time, more free attention, whatever. But when you cut her off right there and then and say, listen, baby girl, you don't have to do this, but you got to leave. Now she's got to make a decision. Wow. This guy is literally willing to kick me out of his spot. I kind of like him, but I don't know if I could. I can't play this game. And then she's got to decide what she wants to do. And for the idiots out there, that's not coercion. That's simply giving her a choice where she can make a decision. Because let's keep it real. These womenists, they want to have a double narrative. On one side, they want to say, that's coercion. But on the other side, they want to say, well, I'm a strong, independent woman capable of making my own decision.
Which one is it?
Pick one, baby girl.
Yep.
Okay? You can't have both sides.
We ain't
stupid
out here. You wanted equality? I'm giving it. If you don't want a bedroom fun, cool, but I'm kicking you to the curb and calling someone else that will. If you want to change your mind, that's fine, but don't sit there and say that's coercion, because you're a grown adult too, all right?
Yep.
So for all the people that are going to get mad at me.
There you go. Gems drops. Super chats.
Let's hit these super chats real quick. Jebediah Ezekiel Hochsteller. I love Russian girls. I tend to match with over 1,700 of them. Whenever I travel somewhere overseas, I fly them out to me for 2 weeks. Only extra expense is their flight ticket. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Whatever, man. Chad Worthington, $100.
Thank you, Chad.
Chicks are boring. They're a liability that depreciates in value yet expensive to maintain. Oh, why commit to this liability when you could just rent it? The more you game her, the less you spend on your purpose. Only benefit of not paying is that it keeps your game sharp. Hey, Chad, I mean, it's up to you, bro, yeah, but we don't advocate paying because of all the things we outlined. We ain't going to knock you if you do personally do it, but for the guys out there, I think you need to at least learn the game and see both sides. Yeah. Get validational bedroom fun, yeah, and then go ahead and get that transactional bedroom fun.
Because I'm telling you guys, when you get genuine burning desire from bedroom fun, you're not going to want to pay for it. I'm telling you, like, when a girl really feels you, it's two different things,
and
bro.
And here's, guys, you guys are forgetting all the other things. You guys are just looking at women for the bedroom fun. Mm. Guys, when you got a girl that likes and respects you.
She cleans, she cooks, helps you with your business. Bro, all the girls that we do it for the most part, they help us film, they help us clean the studio, like, they help us get girls to come on the show. So they're actually working for us. So it's an added benefit.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, we need time for ourselves, so they got to leave some time. But at the same time, they're helping us with our yeah, purpose and our passion.
Because, like, here's the other thing, too. You yeah, guys don't see the benefits that come from dealing with women when you only pay for the bedroom fund directly.
Yeah.
There's so many other things that come. This is more advanced stuff, guys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where you're using them to help you make more money, become more successful, run your business, etc. Helping you get into situations that you otherwise wouldn't not be able to get. Because let's keep it real, guys. Women have opportunities that we don't. We've been able to get on boat parties and stuff like that, yep, that we would never be able to get invited to, yep, based off of relationships that we built with women. So, guys, you guys are looking at it from a narrow perspective, like, I just want bedroom fun. No, bro. You need to leverage females to better yourself in other facets outside of the bedroom fun, man.
Yep. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
You want to know what's funny, too?
Yeah.
You know what's a real pimp? A guy that can get a girl to get on his program, make money from her, and she's doing it for free for him.
Oh, yeah!
You know what
that's
saying?
What we do all day, bro.
Exactly. C-Square, $10. A content creator by the name of BGS spoke about the 80-20 rule being false and made up. Your thoughts? Also, where is the data to where we can find a statistic on this matter? Bro, I made a video, how to get girls. Click yeah, that. I have the links down there about how the Pareto principle really works based on online dating. And bro, it's 100%. I would argue that it's closer to 10%, mm-hmm, where 10% of guys are banging all the same girls, bro. Trust me, we know. Like, especially major cities. No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Anyway,
no
radical comment. Self-improvement with Jared Mello. Everyone pays for bedroom fun. Our time should be valuable. So even if we are just spending our time, we are still paying. Yeah, I get where you're coming from with that. But you learn other skills, man.
No, no, but here's the big difference, right? I get what you're saying, but that super chat.
Jared.
But think about this, right? When you're paying in that sense of just handing over money for direct service, it's different from when you're paying with giving your time when you're free. That's two different things. Mm-hmm. So
facts. Black God, $15. Always make them need and depend on you so you have power over them too. Make them understand that you don't need them, but they need you. They are replaceable. Facts. Always stay two steps ahead of the game.
All right, Black God.
Thank you. Facts. Josh Jericho, $50.
Boom. Thank you, Josh.
First time catching you guys live. Your after-hour shows are a game changer. Keep grinding, gents.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, guys, those after-hour shows, there's a lot of lessons learned.
Yo, tonight's show, we got four baddies. This is going to be a crazy show.
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, let's... Matasuki, $20. Everything he just said in the last 10 minutes is priceless. The most important thing about approaching and dating is to build toughness. Embrace yep, the suck. Embrace the adversity.
Facts.
Yeah, guys, there's so many other things that you learn from approaching women and learning game that builds your character as a man.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Anything else?
Yeah, we have more.
Okay. Chris is pulling up the other ones, guys. And guys, while we're at it,
Super Snot Gun.
Super Shotgun, $10. Super Sticker, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate that so much, guys. Thank you so much for the support, man.
For real.
All this money will go into our hooker fund. JK. Cold yeah, Steel, $10. I believe that all it takes for genuine desires for men to play the role of a leader in a relationship. An easy way to do that is get her to participate in your favorite worthwhile activities. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Exactly. That's why we tell you guys keep the date investment
low. You're
going
to do it anyway. Bring some company along. Why
exactly.
not?
Exactly. Let's be honest. Many of you guys say just pay have never been with a woman you actually liked. I've been in both worlds. Paying destroys you mentally. Again, I needed therapy. Work on your game. And this is coming from a guy
yeah,
that did it, guys.
Yeah, actually did it. See, guys, it's one thing to say you don't want to do it. But when you actually do it yourself, bro, and you experience it for yourself, now you can make a sound choice that, you know what? I'm making the best choice for myself.
Yeah.
But if you never did it or if you never wanted, I don't know, just make a choice once you've done it and then you could decide from there.
Okay, Roland Colthurst, $10. Strugglers in the Trenches, we was battle-heartened.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks.
Colonel Sanders, $20. Apologies for last night, gents. I was in my feelings. She reminds me of the ex that made me RP.
Remember, Chris deleted his message.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all
good. You know, all these chicks at the end of the day, bro.
She belongs to the streets.
But we can't have them getting too mad on the show and killing it. You know what I'm saying? Going back, we got Gabadodes, $20. Myron and Fresh, y'all got to get the minorities on here, especially Zab. Zeb? Yeah, much love to you both.
So actually, we had DB God here, and he texted the minorities. So we might be doing a show with them soon. I don't know exactly when. I got to figure out the timing when they're free. But I think they're coming to Miami soon, so we set that up.
Yeah, cool. We read this one with Jay. Are we caught up?
Yeah, I think it's the new one. Are you sure?
Yeah. Maybe he sent it twice, but yeah, that's it. Basically, we're caught up now. Cool. So, guys, basically, quick recap. Number five, it's a legal risk to you. The five reasons why you don't want to pay for bedroom fun.
Yep.
It's a legal risk to you and you lose a lot of money doing it. You can get addicted. Number four, you don't learn game. Number three, you start to build resentment towards women. Number two, you rely on money as your sole way to get the girls and tricking. And then finally, number one, you enter the customer frame, which inevitably is going to have the girl no longer respect you and or give you that validational bedroom fun that you guys actually want. You're getting transactional bedroom fun, which, guys, I'm here to tell you, it's two different things completely, okay? And I think we saw some other super chats just come in. Let's make sure we get these. Cole World, $10. You're correct about women not liking men having the power and abundance mentality. Facts. That Amanda chick, Chaos Destroyed, is a perfect example of modern women not liking men are exercising their options. Hey, bro, let's keep it real, guys. Women hate equality when it doesn't benefit them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They appreciate it when it benefits them getting in the club for free, but they hate it when we say things like men don't cheat, they just have sex, whereas women would have sex. They cheat. Pocket Watcher JT, real accountant reacts. Pay for play can lead to bankruptcy. Yep, facts.
It can.
Facts. A lot of dudes get addicted to that, bro.
Especially webcam.
Exactly.
Because it's in your bedroom. What's that?
Larry Wheels.
Larry Wheels. Yeah.
Larry
that guy.
Wheels.
Yeah.
Make it a millionaire.
Yeah.
Broke off of tricking, bro.
Yep.
America Capitalist 90, $20. Found you guys through Better Bachelor. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
bro. Love your shows, especially when you challenge your guests and seeing the conflicted looks on their faces when their indoctrination gets challenged. Keep preaching. Hey, guys, a lot of the time when we bring these girls on the show, it's solely so that you guys can learn the female mindset. It's one thing for us to complain on the camera, hypergamy, and cry and all that. But when you actually bring them in studio and see what they say from them, and then we challenge their thoughts, that's how you guys learn. Because I'm telling you guys, 99% of women are solipsistic and don't understand the male experience.
Listen, we know most of this is going to be pointless, but some do listen, but who knows if they're really going to change. But it's for your entertainment and for your learning experience,
guys, make no mistake about it. We know arguing women is futile. We do it for your guys' entertainment, educational purposes, because you guys learn a lot from watching their answers.
Yep.
What else? Frank Avalar, $10. I meet women to increase my tolerance to pain.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Oh, man.
So, guys, we have a Zoom call with our DMs on Demand people. So, if you bought DMs on Demand, it's coming up shortly.
Yep.
And we're going to have a late night show as well.
Exactly. So guys, patreon.com/freshfit.
Yeah.
Support us on there, man. $20 tier. We answer all the video questions. We actually posted a bunch. We
today.
Post Patreon content every single day.
Every single day.
And then the after hour shows, which there's a bunch of that were too hot for YouTube, we put them on there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Dungeon Girl, kicking out the fat porn star, and a bunch of other crazy stuff.
It's all on Patreon.
So get on the Patreon, guys. Patreon.com/freshfit.
And then episode where the girl brought her guy best friend up here.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Patreon, too.
Yeah, that's
so guys,
on Patreon.
Anchor.
Yeah, that was crazy. Podcast.
Check it out.
So, guys, we don't want to see you guys wasting money on these hoes. You feel me? So don't be a strip club. Throwing all this away. Like, spend on yourself, invest in yourself, and only spend it on your achievements 20, so. And your goals. What?
Thank you guys so much for supporting us. We'll catch you guys tonight with Late Night Show.
Peace.
Peace.